Podcast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Hey guys, so I went to Toys R Us a couple days ago and yo, they're selling Ghost Drivers, so I bought this, so I'm, you know, I thought I'd take a Japanese icon, I'm gonna see if it works right now. It's not working.
Lane, I don't think that's a Ghost Driver.
Maybe you have to insert it like eye first so it fits in the groove.
But
I think it's supposed to be like the Kuga belt, or no?
It definitely functions like the Kuga belt
in terms of how you guys.
I don't know, it
looks... It came with these five of these things, so...
It looks smaller than the Ghost Driver. Maybe you need to put the bed sheet on it.
Oh, you know what? I just realized. I remembered. I saw the packaging. Wait, let's.
That doesn't say Kamen Rider Ghost.
Oh, it says Power Rangers. Oh. Whoopsie! It's the Movie Morpher.
Hooray!
So I bought the Movie Morpher. It's fucking cool. I like it.
It doesn't come with a belt or anything. It just clips onto your pants or wherever the fuck.
Clips onto your deck.
Also, Pinkcaster's back.
I'm back, guys. Hi, I missed all of you.
Yay!
I always hate missing an episode. But I'm, back from Cuba.
You could have Skyped from Cuba.
No, I had no Wi-Fi. Absolutely none.
Speaking of people missing, has anybody noticed that Northcaster hasn't been here for like 3 weeks?
He's busy with a new place and no car.
Oh, he has no car?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
So the one he's been driving was technically his parents, right?
I don't know the minutiae of that.
I don't want to know about the details.
Anyways, so just quickly, like, I listened to last week's Extra Extra, which was really, really fun. It sounds like I missed a lot. So in terms of the X8 mech suit.
Maximum Gamer level 99.
Yes, I love the concept of it. I think it's really fucking cool. I wished it just wasn't just X8's head poking out from the neck, and it was just like...
I really wish it wasn't just X8's head sticking out of X8's head.
Yeah. It's X8 if he was a gunman.
No, if it was just a giant level, X8 level 1 as a mech suit, that'd be fucking cool. I still like this thing, but,
Excuse me. There you go.
There's the answer.
Also, the rumors about Denno coming back for the March movie, I am extremely excited. Because, you know why? You know, A, I really like Denno. B, Denno anything has always been entertaining and fun as fuck. And 3, 10 years since Denno aired. Not surprised.
Denno, so, 10 years later.
Oh, shit. It is 10 years later.
Well, we'll be next month.
And
January 28th, to be exact.
Sure.
And
Why is that day sound so familiar? I don't know.
And X8 Drive Gamer is fucking awesome looking from what we saw from the screenshot. So, yay!
Alright, are we ready to go to this week's news?
Yes! Yeah. Let's do it!
Okay, so, first off, the plot of the Lionsgate Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie got leaked.
Yep, and we will proceed to tell you all about it right now.
No.
Proceed to bleep the hell out of this. Anthony, bleep, just put a long bleep right here.
I just did it. Don't even worry about it. Okay, so even though this is the spoiler show, we're going to go ahead and not actually talk about this.
Because we don't want to know.
Yeah, because we actually want to go see the movie.
I actually read it.
Although
that's partially to blame from one of our common Facebook friends who decided to make a post revealing one of the bits of information.
I'm not part of that.
Good.
Lucky you.
Blissfully unaware.
I don't really remember it.
I will put the link in the description of this episode if anyone cares to read up on that for themselves. But for those who don't, I will not spoil it for you.
Zordon's the villain.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, Rita's actually the good guy.
All right. So, speaking of the Lionsgate movie... recently, its Japanese premiere date was revealed. So we're getting ours in March, and the Japanese version will be opening July 15th.
Oh, so they got the summer blockbuster.
And apparently their version
will feature... As they do.
Their version will feature the tagline, "Why did they receive the power?"
Do you know
Jeez, Japan, it's like you're trying to say, why did America take our shit?
Do you know what would be funny? If they just got the original just the Jew Rangers to vote yes. them,
no, that would be incredible.
It's funny. Someone said, "Oh, shouldn't this be called Kyoryu Sentai Zoo Ranger in Japan?" I'm like,
"No, get the fuck out."
No, they actually had Power Rangers air on TV with a Japanese dub,
like SPD.
Yeah,
and Super Mega Force.
And Dragon Knight.
Oh, they got Super Mega Forces, poor bastards. Bosco was
Bosco's actor was sad because he thought his character was going to be in it.
Yeah.
I was hoping Sally was going to be in it.
So the
Japanese dub of Dragon Knight is fun because they actually got most of the old cast back.
Yeah.
Dub each dub themselves over.
I need to see this.
Yeah, Ren was Knight or whatever, so.
Yeah. Len was voiced by the original Japanese Knight. Anyways, the interesting part about this film being distributed in Japan is that the film's websites confirmed that Toei themselves, you know, the guys who have produced Power Rangers stock footage, are the ones who are actually going to be distributing the film in Japan.
Oh. Well, you know what? I kind of call contract on that one.
Guys, come on, guys.
Guys,
cool.
Guys, guess who owns the rights to this over here?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Whoa.
And they were promptly handed the movie with a snarky remark of, "How does it feel to be getting footage handed to you?"
No, I got the joke. Wait, can I see that? Just, you know how, like, film reel, just in a case, just in the design of a power coin?
Yeah.
The film reel shaped like the power
coin. I'm looking at, like, this picture quickly, and it shows Jason holding, like, the red power coin, and I'm like, that's not how big mine is. It's just...
Oh my god, it's almost like toys aren't to scale with the versions from the actual media they're from.
I'll do it.
Don't eat my bagel.
Complete selection modification. Lionsgate bagels.
Speaking of complete selection modification.
That's not next on the list.
Oh, we can make it. Do it.
Fine.
Go there.
Hold on. Where is it?
It's not on the list.
Facebook.
Oh, no.
Got it. Okay, so I just discovered this like literally a few hours ago, but they were making a complete selection modification of New Denno's belt.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
I wish.
Even though it's only going to do one fucking thing and just go, strike form, and that's it.
It'll also do charge and up. Full charge.
Charge up.
Oh, yeah.
Charge.
I'm hoping there's some like Vega form functionality, but I have no fucking clue how they go about doing that.
No, because New Denno Vega was just a spontaneous thing that technically wasn't supposed to happen.
But I love it.
I know you do, but I like New Denno. New Denno's fucking cool.
Anyways, of course, it's a premium Bandai.
Speaking of Denno, we recently saw a picture of like the close up of Denno Sword Form's compound eyes, and they're the shape of peaches.
Because of course they are.
So I said, I tweeted to Ichi.
You're gonna have to send me that photo now.
I tweeted to Ichi, "Oh, you thought you hated him because he had peach face. Now he's got peach eyes."
Right.
It's just hilarious. It's
been there the whole time.
Yeah, it took us 10 years to finally fucking notice.
This whole week is focused around 10 years later. All right.
But yeah, so I'm excited for this. It's cool.
Yes, moving on. Speaking of the Lionsgate film, we got photos of the terrifyingly terrible Rita Repulsa figure.
Hey, and it's repulsive.
It is.
Let's just be glad.
Look at her face!
Getting the figure.
Sorry.
Let's just be glad that she is getting the figure.
Yeah.
Really, really shittily done one.
Look at her face!
Oh, God, what's wrong with your face?
All right, let's see here. You have shoulder articulation... Too. Elbows, no waist.
And she's got the green power point.
Thigh, knee, and a click on that picture again, Ichi. No ankle articulation. Okay.
So it's definitely an American toy.
Yeah.
Whip.
All right. So if you're interested, you can pick up that when it comes out.
With putties.
And you can just pose her laying over fucking the Yellow Ranger, cause being like, "I've killed Rangers
that
before."
That was pink.
Oh, was pink? I was like, whatever. I don't fucking know.
Next, Poisandra figure.
Yay.
And it's okay.
It's all right.
This one has less articulation as the Rita figure.
But the face is as terrifying as it should be instead of more than it should be because it's a suit.
What's super funny is, Bruno showed this on his vlog channel, Divide as One, and, like, apparently he's like caught lots of people like stealing his videos and trying to make money off of them by like putting them on their channels. So literally when he was showing the Poisander figure in his vlog, he just had all these watermarks of just MMPR toys do not steal, just all over
you want to know why?
Right here, the picture of the figure.
So people can't steal it.
Not that they can't steal it, because he couldn't officially announce it yet. That's why the following day he could announce the figure.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So
the figure will be released as a 5-inch scale figure.
Yep.
Early 2017 release.
I can remove the Singe figure on my shelf with Poisandra.
I need this figure so I can go with my luck figure I have in my room.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Next.
Love those two. What the
Okay.
Oh, come on.
You put that story there. I didn't see this. Oh my god. Power Ranger Matryoshka dolls?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Alpha is the smallest one.
Tiniest one in the middle. Yep.
That's amazing.
Start with the Red Ranger, open it up, Black Ranger. Open the Black Ranger up, Pink Ranger. Open the Pink Ranger up, Blue Ranger. Open Blue Ranger up, Yellow Ranger. Open Yellow Ranger up. Hey, look, it's Alpha.
It's Tiny Alpha.
Yellow 8 Alpha.
Coming in February 2017 for $25.
My immediate thought is just Jason screaming, "Everyone get inside me!"
Right.
And just Alpha, "Aye, aye, aye!"
I'll join too! I'll get inside all of you!
Just... nesting dolls.
Oh my fuck.
I feel like there should have been one more that was bigger than Jason, and it was just Zordon. And then
just the Megazord.
Oh yeah, the Megazord. That would have been perfect.
That would have given them the purpose.
The big one in the Megazord. Everyone in the Megazord. Done.
Yeah, including Alpha. Fuck it.
There you go.
Somebody custom make that to fit that inside.
Yeah.
You know what would have been cool if they made Alpha just turn into his own Megazord? Just
or
Alpha Megazord!
That
would have
been neat.
That would have been awesome. Oh, look at the packaging, though. It's cute. And Alpha's just on top of Yellow's head. Just
they range in size from 1 inch to 5.5 inches. Perfect for play or display.
Wait, so that means I could take, like, a Red Ranger figure and put it in the Jason thing.
But why would you?
Because why not? It's a thing you can do.
They are now available for pre-order on ppwtoys.com.
All right. Well, if you like...
I love that the box specifies real wood!
I hope so.
That means all of them aren't identical.
Sure. Next. Nao Oikawa, who played King Alicia on Go Onger, as well as B-Woman and Kamen Rider X in the Kamen Rider X, Kamen Rider Double, and Decade Movie Wars 2010... has announced in her blog that she is getting married.
Why is it every week now we either announce a marriage or a fucking pregnancy?
Or a death.
I was about to say or death.
Or a death, or a baby being born or something. Or apparently what you guys were doing last week, Ghost Aid Black's like, "Stop following me!"
Blaine, you know why? Because toku actors have fucking lives.
I was about to say,
no, they don't.
Because they're human.
No, they don't.
What's a human?
You're human. Cute clip of Ashley from In Space.
By the way, guys, I just want to say I wasn't actually in Cuba. I went to New York City and I was stalking Ghost Aid Black for a week. So,
are you bitch? Did you get his autograph that I asked for?
No, but I told him he sucks and I ran away. Message from Cast Rangers.
What?
You guys just kept saying Ghost Aid Black sucks, or that's what
Paul
kept
saying. No, I love Ghost Aid Black. He was
anyways,
best Ghost Aid.
So now Oikawa has married herself to a 41-year-old salaryman.
Whoa.
She and her newlywed husband started dating last spring, but she has known him for quite a few years.
Let's put it this way. That's probably not an older man. I mean, she wasn't Kamen Rider X.
Yeah.
Well, not an older man.
No, she was in the Double Decade crossover film as a character from X.
Oh.
Oh yeah. The
oh okay.
Weirdly.
No, yeah. All the
yeah,
it's missing.
Like,
it's missing the commas.
If she was from X, she'd be a lot older.
Well, it's
the B woman from Kamen Rider X in the Double Decade movie wars.
No, it's the Kamen Rider X, Kamen Rider Double, and Decade movie.
I know. I was saying what it should have read.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we at Cast Ranger congratulate her and wish her a happy marriage.
And yay. I apologize that I've never seen Go On
See,
yet.
That's how you know
Ichi... I watched 8 episodes and gave up because Gunpei is an annoying fuckstick.
See, that's how you know that Ichi and I have been friends for a long time. It's just we're fucking in sync a lot.
Yep.
What's next?
It's Daizujin!
Watch Mojo release their top 10 best Power Rangers Megazords list.
And it was a fucking bullshit list.
I wonder which one's number one.
I didn't even watch the video. I just know that the original MMPR Megazord is the top of their list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nostalgia goggles.
Mine would have been the SWAT Megazord from SPD because it turns into a gun.
Actually, I do give the Watch Mojo top 10 credit. It didn't just go with main Megazords. It actually picked out a few different Megazords. Cool. Throughout the series.
So, anyone who is interested in the opinions of others, because that's definitely a thing on the internet.
But it's Watch Mojo, so why should you give a damn?
Also a good point. Moving on.
Fucking Watch Mojo. Do not insult me or my son ever again.
This week's episode of X-Aid gave us a good look at the in-series X-Aid Ghost Gamer Level 1.
It's so adorable.
CGI does fuck.
Oh my god, I can't tell if I like it or not.
I like it a lot.
I would like it if it was real.
If it was real?
Because look at it compared to Ghost.
It's perspective. He's closer to the camera.
No. Ghost isn't there. No, seriously. This is that looks like one of those moments where he just transformed to level one and like a ghostly image of the person whose powers he's using is appearing behind him.
Oh yeah, it is.
I see what you're saying, but no, if you actually watch the clip, they are actually standing together.
It's just a really bad screenshot for that then.
Yes. I understand why you think that.
Just with the glare on the helmet, it makes it look so
the goddamn fake. Glare on fucking Ghost right there.
Yeah.
Which means I'm looking forward to the level one drive gamer because he's just going to have a giant drive head. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Yay.
Next. Cool.
I can't get over how they had the hood up for this forms.
I'm fine with that.
No, that's part of the only thing about it I like. All right, next. Speaking of that film, Kamen Rider Heisei Generations apparently debuted at number 3 in the Japanese box office.
Fucking right, it did.
Well, technically number 2, since number 2 is actually an American film.
It's still the Japanese box office.
Still.
So the film earned a total of 2.4 million US in its opening weekend, which is a 24% improvement over last year's Kamen Rider Drive and Ghost Movie Wars. The two movies that beat Heisei Generations in the Japanese box office. Number 2, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
And the one I'm laughing at.
Number 1, Monster Strike the Movie. Oh my god.
It had an anime series.
I didn't even know there was a movie.
I did. But oh my god.
Monster Strike is a mobile game Raven and I have both played.
Oh, okay.
It got a full anime series that I've never watched because no one fucking subbed it.
And then the movie, which apparently is number one in Japan.
Apparently.
Which beat the Pac-Man movie.
No. Which beat the Magical movie.
Alright, let's...
Monster Strike beat Pac-Man!
No.
That is fucked up!
No. I'm more weirded out by the fact that Monster Strike beat Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Also true. Then again, this is the Japanese audience.
No, right? And then again, the movie's been out for 3 weeks. I work at a movie theater.
Okay, fair.
That movie has decreased in numbers.
Yeah, I didn't even get to go see it in theaters.
Dude, you can say, oh no, it's going to be gone because of Star Wars.
Yo.
Fuck. Whatever. I'm going to have to actually buy it.
I don't care.
Next. This is super interesting.
Ooh.
You know how every year we get like a side story? Last year it was Alan's.
Yep.
This year we're getting a Kamen Rider Genmu spinoff.
Fuck yeah. Genmu's amazing.
Starting in January.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
First part, Kamen Rider Genmu Part 1 Legend Rider Stage will premiere in January. It will feature X-Aid Drive Gamer and Gaim Gamer, as well as Genmu Wizard Gamer.
Ooh!
It's gonna be good!
Wait, then who's Snipe right there?
I'm getting to that.
Wait, is that Juju Burger?
No.
Aww. Zoom in.
That might be, I don't know. Hold on.
It looks like Juju Burger.
I can't tell, the scan is really bad.
Well, go down. There's like a picture of
maybe it'll say in here. Oh, you know what that is? The DVD special for Genmu Part 3 comes with the Taiko no Tatsujin gadget.
What's that?
Taiko no Tatsujin. It's that drumming rhythm game.
Oh.
Hibiki's thing.
Oh, okay.
I was going to start talking about this. They've been making gadgets based on actual video games now.
Cool.
So the next stories feature gadgets and forms based on Bandai Namco's popular video game franchises.
I just realized, no wonder they were able to fucking, they used Pac-Man in a Rider movie, because Namco makes their fucking games.
Bandai fucking Namco.
Yeah, Bandai Namco.
Namco. So, Genmu Part 2, Legend Gamer Stage, features X-Aid, Brave, and Snipe getting forms based on Pac-Man, Family Stadium, and Zevius, respectively.
So we are getting a Pac-Man gadget.
Yep.
Oh, I'm totally getting that!
And that's X-Aid with it, which is basically a yellow recolor of Geki Tatsu Robot.
And yeah. Zoom in.
When are we going to get to Dig Dug?
Oh my god, I need it in my life.
I want Dig Dug. Dig Dug was my favorite Bandai Namco game.
So Brave gets Family Stadium, I guess, and Snipe gets Zevius.
What's Zevius?
I think it's a shooter. It's like a side-scrolling a shmup.
I think it's
to my knowledge, yeah.
I believe so. I don't remember exactly, but it's a shmup-style game.
Okay. Oh, I need to get the Pac-Man one for sure.
Part 2 of Genmu Special premieres in February. The gadgets it's based on will be coming out in March.
Why does everything come out in March? God, I'm going to be fucking broke in March.
Wanna why, Lane?
Why?
All right, it's March. Time to start working on the next Rider series.
Right.
And then Genmu Part 3, Final Legend Stage, features X-Aid and Genmu both getting forms based on Taiko no Tatsujin. Oh, no. X-Aid gets Taiko no Tatsujin and Genmu gets Ganbarizing.
Oh.
Genmu is going to break the fourth wall and have a gadget power-up based on the Kamen Rider arcade game.
There you go.
That's fucking awesome!
The arcade game or the Rider that's exclusive to Ganbarizing?
It could be. I know that Rider's customizable, so...
There you go, Ichi. I'll get the Pac-Man gadget and you get the Ganbarizing one.
Probably. I'll probably get Zevius, too.
Dude, I wouldn't mind Pac-Man.
So
now can we get Tetris?
The third part will be released as a DVD special in April 2017, and it will come with the Taiko no Tatsujin gadget.
Paradox needs to come with the Tetris one.
Yes,
if there is a Tetris one.
Dude, Tetris, man, that will sell.
We already know his puzzle Bamco, form though. We already know how he does his forms.
Nintendo.
Okay, lots of interesting news on the horizon.
That's a good wallpaper though, of Genmu.
Yep. Next.
What's happening?
Speaking of Genmu, we got official images of the Dangerous Zombie and Bugster Buckle set. So we can see very nice pictures of the Dangerous Zombie gadget.
Gadget's pretty.
I like the graphic on it.
So it's actually Genmu.
Yeah. All of the gadgets have had graphics with characters that vaguely resemble the actual Rider form.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a shot of the belt that it comes with. Which
it's a white belt. I like it.
Which you literally just clip the bug visor to.
The bug visor attaches to it, which I have, by the way. I have
which
the bug
I'm
visor.
Kind of holding
I was
right going
to get the bug visor, and then Ichi here told me that, there's going to be a set with that and that. So
probably.
Like,
that's what we heard. And then we can see images of the zombie gadget in the bug visor, and it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The only reason I don't want to buy this is because I don't like zombie games. But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I might. And then we can also see a shot of what the Dangerous Zombie Gadget looks like in the Gamer Driver. Still looks pretty cool.
So it actually does have sounds?
Oh, no, yeah. Of course it does.
It's just like a regular gadget. It just also has functionality in the bug visor.
Huh.
There you go. That's cool. I'll see what Zombie Gamer does in the show before I decide if I want to get it or not.
So, this set, is coming out on December 28th for 3,000 yen.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
How much is 3,000?
That's like $30. So, it's gonna be like $40 for a gadget and a buckle.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's a bad.
But with the bug visor, it'll be like more.
Next.
Hey!
We got some info regarding the Zuoja vs. the Ninja movie.
I don't like that poster.
I think the poster's alright.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Number one, all the Red Rangers are not in chronological order in the background.
I can see how that would upset you. Plus, this article also mentions a returning Sentai actor.
Oh, who the fuck? Oh! Oh!
It's Red Falcon!
Daisuke Shima, who portrayed the leader of the Super Beast Squadron Live Man, is back to lend his voice as Red Falcon.
There you go, Gar. Oh. Now you have a reason to be excited for this movie.
Portraying the role of Yoshiharu Igasaki, the future son of Takaharu, is Tatsuki Ishikawa.
Wait.
It's Japanese
name is
Riko.
His name is Yoshiharu.
Yep.
I get Yoshitaka Takaharu.
Takaharu is not a smart man.
No, but Yoshitaka was a badass motherfucker.
Yeah.
So
Tatsuki Ishikawa, who also portrayed roles in Death Note and Torakage.
Oh.
And then...
Who's Des?
Haruka Fukuhara, who played Lady in the Tokyuger movie, is also in the cast. Doesn't say who has.
Scroll up.
Maybe she's the wife.
Or is fangasming.
Also, I knew about this like a few days ago, and I posted up on Facebook about how much
I love this. Thanks for breaking the illusion, Gar.
But still, this is why I made a Facebook status about this.
Yeah.
That was his Facebook post.
No, because I knew I wouldn't be able
to.
You know
what? That's the name of this episode.
How the fuck do I spell that?
I don't know.
Fangasm.
No.
No, just go a bunch of U's and A's and H's.
I guess.
That's what I'm going with.
All right.
That's going to be terrible.
Good job, Gar. You named the episode.
Next. Speaking of something terrible.
Fuck you!
Kamen Rider Decade Blu-ray box announced.
Woo! I love some recent Decade.
No, that's just sad. That is just sad.
That is sad.
What, that took a long time?
No, it's sad that it only has one Blu-ray box set because there's... that many episodes.
Yeah.
Complete with director commentary of the director apologizing profusely.
We're so sorry!
We're sorry, Deccan!
We literally shot the show in the face!
It's like...
all 31 episodes.
Get to the Kabuto episodes. Oh god, I'm so... Oh god, look what we did. It's not even the real Tendo!
We're sorry! Oh my god.
We can all agree that the Deno world was the best one.
What? Sure.
Only because it wasn't hard for them to get all of the old characters in the show.
Also, not me being possessed by.
Anyways, this is not the Opinions on Decade show.
Yeah.
Ryuki's best.
Who are you kidding?
Okay. CD Japan has started taking pre-orders for the Blu-ray box set that collects all 31 episodes of the 2009 TV series, with latest HD remastering. Also includes special edition versions. Special edition versions of the show's 30th and 31st episodes, which tie in directly to the Double and Decade movie wars.
Oh, there you go. So they fixed their fucking
Did they fix the ending?
Director's cut, maybe?
Director's cut. We made it not as shit!
I have to see this.
No. You know what? So do I, because that ending is my biggest issue with the show.
No.
That's everyone's issue.
You know what it was? You know what they did? They just took out Dan shooting him in the face.
Probably.
No, like, you have to remember.
This didn't make sense.
It's just two
actually
episodes, though.
But here's the thing, though. They did film a finale for Decade, but then they redid it with the Double Decade crossover. So maybe we'll finally get to see that, you know, the true ending.
Someone sub this when it comes out, please!
Oh, someone will, and I'm going to rewatch all of Decade.
No, we just need a fan petition for Nihon to, like, buy these and resub Decade with them.
GoFundMe campaign!
Alright.
So let's see here.
Aside from the special edition episodes, it also comes with trailers, junction, talk session between riders, excerpts of the Decade Super Adventure DVD, Protect Telebikun's World, a 20-page booklet, and more.
So let's see here. Hibiki, Deno, Kiva. Wow.
What are you doing?
Only three Heisei Rider series have yet to be on Blu-ray.
Okay. The Decade Blu-ray box set costs 35,000 yen at retail. March 8th release.
If you haven't watched Decade yet, go do it.
Wait for the Blu-ray.
Decade was my first Rider series.
Or don't. Unless that was a lot of people's first writer series. And that was a fucking mistake, because it spoils a lot of shit from the shows it talks about.
Yeah, but
it
all, by the time I started watching those series, I don't remember.
It also, at very least, made people interested in going back and watching some of those older shows.
Well, no, with me...
Sure. Which I give Decade that much.
No, with me, it was more of...
Here's this show. Yeah, imagine if it was good. Right? Bam!
With me, it's like, yay, I watched Decade. Shit, I have to watch the crossover to watch the finale.
That, man, I really like this Kuga guy. I should go back and watch this series. This is way different.
Actually, no, it was, I watched Decade through Forza until Wizard was the current one, and then I went back to Kuga and onward.
Anyways, so I loved Decade.
The first press copies of this set will include a special box to house all volumes.
Damn right.
Oh.
Pre-order now!
That's cool. All volume. Wait a minute. Oh.
Next.
You
want
to take this
one? Yeah. You guys talked about this last week, too. Why are they dubbing Ultraman? Why can't they just release it subbed?
Because it's some random fuckwad who, you know, has the rights to the movies.
Ultraman X and Ginga S movie English dub cast revealed.
All right.
At least it can't be as bad as fucking Tiga dub.
Can you zoom in on this so I can
actually
read?
Tiga dub was awesome.
Yes,
the theme song was.
It was hilarious. Okay, the main cast for Ultraman Ginga S, the movie, includes...
Start with X.
Oh, okay. The cast members include in the Ultraman X, the movie, are... Britton Simons as Daichi. William Winkler as Ultraman X. Oh, God.
That name sounds familiar.
That does sound familiar.
Why don't you look it up?
I'm going to look that one up.
Alessi Napier as Asuna. G.L. Butler as
Larry Butler.
Larry Butler as Dr. Guruman. Roy
Abramson
as Captain Kamiki. Valerie Rose Loman as Ryu.
Rui,
I don't know, I never watched
that. You want me to do this?
No, I never watched X.
Neither have I, but I know how to read names.
Yeah, well, my mouth is, hang on. Alright, that's better. Josh Madsen as Hayato. John Kentona as Wataru.
Katona.
I don't know. As Wataru. And Allison Lee Taylor as Lise Taylor as Captain Tachibana. Also appearing in both movies are Nicholas Clark as Ultraman Ginga / Hikaru and Daniel Van Thomas as Ultraman Zero. Oh, God, no.
Ultraman Zero.
No. Alright, now, again, back to the Ultraman Ginga S movie includes Brian Forrester. Forrest as Sho / Ultraman Victory. Beth Ann Sweez.
That is the funniest Sweez. Last name ever.
As Princess...
Miss Sweez.
As Princess Elena. Paul Stanko.
Stanko.
As Musashi.
I have a package for Stank.
Musashi.
/ Ultra... Well, he's Ultraman Cosmos. G. Larry Butler as Elgar.
Etelgar. G. Larry Butler is double role.
Yeah. William Winkler. Again. As Captain Gino. Lisa... Wilkerson as
Arisa?
I don't know. John Cantona as Goki.
I see they recycled a lot of actors.
Yeah, Frank Garish, Chris Cleveland, Joe Cambrello.
Could be Cambrello, I don't know.
Nicholas Menklick.
Manlick.
Do you really need to fucking say all these names?
And
J.D. Whitley. Will also voice Ultraman Max, Gaia, Nexus, Mabius, Dinah, and Tiga, respectively.
Okay, anyways, they're dubbing Ultraman. Bring it over here. It's gonna not be the same.
And this is independent.
Is anyone?
So, the only name that kind of sounded familiar in that was William Winkler.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just sitting here like, okay, who the hell is this guy? Nothing.
You were
terribly...
thinking probably of Henry Winkler.
Well,
who's
that
the
too, probably, but... No, apparently he's a decently old actor. He's been in Remington Steele, Knight Rider, all sorts of shit like that. Apparently he produced and directed the English version of Space Knight Tekkaman.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Also has produced all new English movie versions of Toei Animation classics such as Gaiking, Dangard Ace, Space Pirate, Captain Harlock, Fist of the North Star.
So he's a producer turned voice actor.
Digimon Cross Wars.
Oh.
Oh. He's responsible for that.
Oh, God.
I say it once and I say it again. I don't mind Ultraman being dubbed, but why dub the movies when you don't... Like, okay, imagine if you've never seen these shows and you go see the movies. You're going to have no context to what the fuck...
Are they, like, canon required?
They're like, oh, this is what happens after the series movies.
Oh, so they're dubbing the movies after the shows, but not the shows.
Yeah.
Fucking
because
man.
Crunchyroll has the shows, though they're not really that good shows.
Is Crunchyroll involved in this production of the dub?
No.
Okay.
Because they don't have the rights to the movies.
Yeah, movies are a different set of rights usually.
It's like with Shout Factory. It's like, all right, we assign. Sorry, you. What? Ultraman maybe is 10th anniversary special box CD and. Collection announced. Ooh. To commemorate the 10th anniversary of Ultraman Mabius, Nippon Columbia will release Ultraman Mabius 10th anniversary box set CD collection. Ultraman Mabius is composed by
Toshihiko Sahashi, who did Ultraman Powered and Gaia.
Oh.
It's a 6-disc box set, includes reissues of previously released CDs, such as song collections and soundtrack with the latest remastering. And it also includes some previously unreleased tracks.
So basically, it's going to be the main theme song, Ultraman Hikaru's theme, and then all the redone openings of the original shows.
Yeah.
So this box set costs 11,000 yen and is set for a January 25th release.
Yay, $110 CD set.
And can be pre-ordered on CD Japan if your heart desires.
Maybe this is good.
Way to sell it.
And then you have this.
Ultraman Orb, the Origin Saga, : we mean it this time.
Oh my fuck. Just this fucking poster makes it look like a movie.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Or something
super
from,
long T.
Or something. No, this is what Garo is if it was
Ultra Gar.
Also, Gar apparently told me that Guy actually technically isn't an Ultra being.
Yes.
He just passed all the powers of an Ultraman to him.
The 12-episode series will start.
Hideo Ishiguro and Takaya Aoyagi.
So basically, Guy and Juggler as respective.
And they were best friends.
Yes, it's...
Which makes their kind of like rivalry in the show so much better.
On the far-off planet of 0-50, two young men, Guy and Juggler, find a dazzling light that has searched for someone... Can you please zoom that in? That is so fucking tiny. Thank you. Search for someone possessing excellent qualities to become a warrior of light. Chosen by the light, Guy wields the holy sword, the Orb Calibur.
The toy version.
Oh, right, I don't have it yet. And becomes Ultraman Orb. Using this new form power, Guy and Juggler work to defend the universe from the threat of galactic...
Bezelb.
Controlled...
Yes, we couldn't call it Beelzebub.
Controlled by the mysterious Dr. Psyche. I don't know. Facing this threat...
I'm just going to go ahead and rename this episode Gar is Bad at Names.
Yes. Facing this threat, the young warrior of light now asks himself, what is the true meaning of peace as this... Of peace as this first mission begins.
So basically the last episode of this is going to be the flashback from the beginning of the series.
Hopefully, yes. Where he meets Natasha.
Yeah, it's probably going to end with him landing on Earth and meeting Natasha.
Guy gets a sweet-ass cloak.
Well, he has a sweet... No, so, yeah. It's not like he gets one. He's had one.
So, we have Guy. We have the beautiful Juggler. In which if you scroll up, it has been rumored that he will be playing the Red Ranger and Q Ranger. And if anything, please take my money.
He doesn't look Red Ranger material.
Yeah, we have Queen
Amate.
Amate, played by Saki Fukuda.
Who was in Yetterman.
Apparently. I didn't see the live action, so I don't know.
We're not going to go through character descriptions. We have...
Shinra. Yoshitaka, a.k.a. Raigo.
Yeah, Raigo.
Yoshitaka.
Kind of does.
It's the hat.
It is the hat.
And then that's Psyche.
He looks like a Q.
He's like, her, I'm evil.
Who else is in this?
And other people. Wait a minute.
Ultraman, Cosmos, and Dinah?
Ooh. Well, yeah, this is a precursor to Ultraman Orb, so of course he's probably going to encounter other Ultramen.
No, played by their respective character, like actors. So
yeah. Sugimura and Tsuruno Takeshi.
Isn't Cosmos and Dinah like other dimension Ultraman?
Cosmos, yes. Dinah, there have been different ones throughout the Ultra series.
Apparently, Psyche's aim is to create a universe without conflict, depriving all living beings of free will using Kugs, a poison created by the Bazelb.
Kugs! See, where have I seen a show where a god...
He's gonna make people drink Kugs out of mugs!
Where have I seen a show where a god tried to wipe out
the universe? And it's me, that really bugs.
I don't know. Ultraman Orb, the Origin Saga, begins December 26th with new episodes airing through the streaming service every Monday. Tsuburaya has also previously announced the series to stream worldwide, including English and German subs. Fuck. I'm going to have to pay to watch this.
Cool. Alright, moving on.
That means Crunchyroll's not going to get it.
Yeah.
It'll go on cassation eventually.
It'll be streaming on Amazon Prime.
How will I get Amazon Prime?
Pay for it.
Oh.
Anyways, moving on.
Last bit, it's not really news, but there was a post with... You remember that scan when Exeed was first revealed, how there was like a level chart?
Mm-hmm.
An updated version was put out showing actual suits and everyone's level 5s, and I thought this would be a cute little thing to mention. So we can see Exeed, Brave, Snipe, and Laser, as well as Genmu, and they, instead of the level 5 for Genmu, they've got it silhouette like a question mark. It's
probably Zombie Gamer.
It's Zombie, even though it's not actually level 5.
Yeah. It's his equivalent to level 5. How Trunks doesn't really have Super Saiyan Blue, but he has a power up that's at the same level.
Apparently can equal it, yeah.
But yeah, I thought this was a neat little graphic that was worth mentioning.
And I don't know why I was leaning into the mic, because I could.
Because you can, Gar.
Because I can.
Look at those characters, so cool. Except for Hero. Hero sucks.
So hard.
I'll get into that in the episode proper.
All right, that's about it for news this week.
Hey, you know what, guys? Like, this is a Power Morpher, so I'm gonna try it out quickly. Let's see if this actually works. Okay, so, whoa. All right, so it's got a quick layer like this.
Get in,
guys!
Here.
Guys,
it's happening!